Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelli, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, susiemazzoli-healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Welcome, everyone, to week 42 of this big year, 2023. Pam's going to let us know all about the week starting Monday, October 16th. And then I will be back with our meditation at the end. And I invite you all to share our work with your family and friends. Help get the word out about this podcast that Pam and I have been doing for many years, putting lots of work into it and hopefully helping you all. Okay, Pam, what's in store for us this week?
Well, we're on the 16th of October as I initiate this particular podcast, and that's got the moon in Scorpio. And those of you who listened about last week or are aware, we had that solar eclipse, new moon, on the 14th, and very powerful energy, very volatile, forceful, and we're still in that initial waxing moon cycle as we're building on that. With this moon in Scorpio that we have on Monday into Tuesday morning, we want to be aware that we are still in this very powerful thrust. So think of riding something that has a lot of force, and what is required when you're doing that, whether it's a horse galloping, a jet ski, a motorcycle, a bicycle going down a very steep hill. You want to hold on tight, you want to be conscious, and you want to be steering. You want to know which direction that you're going in. And for those of us who are operating that way on today, we can really move in very directive ways. Now, what's critically important is that we may be presented with lots of different opportunity and choices, especially in the wee hours, morning. And the times I give on this podcast are Eastern time, so you need to adjust depending on where you live. But the information is that with this opportunity energy, we want to be directing with a surety on the thing that has the deepest priority, the maximum commitment. What is it that you want to get the most bang for your buck, as the saying goes? What is it that is of utmost importance? And when we stay with that, we can really make powerful changes, will be part of it, and also decisions that take us in directions we maybe have only dreamt or imagined were possible or hoped. But the winners, or the people who actually end up with that bounty or success during this particular waxing moon cycle, are those who stay very conscious, very directed, very focused. And one of the things that's important on the 16th is that changes, switches, upsets, surprises, things we didn't expect come up, especially in the later part of the day. And if this is something that throws you, like really, you know, like when I'm talking about speed and moving quickly, yeah, my daughter's beau was biking very quickly at night, and a raccoon just ran into his bicycle. So it's that kind of upset that can happen, and how you fall, redirect, acclimate yourself to that kind of experience is everything. Now, it doesn't have to be something that is so potentially damaging as was in this case. The bike's okay, the guy's okay, so that's good. The raccoon I don't know about. But we do want to realize when something like this comes up, we're being presented with a reality that we need to process through. I mean, in his case, maybe he'll think twice about how he bikes at night. But whatever the suggestion or the upset or the surprise or the invitation is, we need to decide, are we integrating it or is it just something that happened and we move on? So in some cases, it may be something that we actually want to or grab. And in other cases, it's an adjustment. But whatever that adjustment is, it ideally is putting us in a place of greater focus and direction of where we're going on this particular day. On Tuesday, the momentum or the real juice to move happens in the early part of the day. That's when we want to make these things happen, catch up on opportunities, get things done, different ambitious projects. The early bird catches the worm, absolutely, on this day. The moon goes void, of course, at 11:44 a.m. Now, when the moon goes void, of course, what it means is that we are no longer as attached to the outcome. So that push that a lot of us were taking or will be taking on the morning of the 17th starts to ebb for one reason or another. It's we can't work in the same way we'd intended. Something has to get launched or happen before a certain point in time. And once it's done, once the void has occurred, then we're in the space that's very much about stay with things already in motion, recharge, regenerate, do things that are allow us the opportunity to correct or adjust or reevaluate, but don't start anything new until the moon enters Sagittarius, which happens at 3:36 p.m. And once this happens, now we're in this place, which is very much about push ahead, go forward, fast, fast, fast. The Sag moon, it's fire, it's what we call mutable, very adaptable. It is working beautifully with that new moon that initiated on Friday. So we are going towards whatever it is we have that warrior's direction on. But we need to, as I keep reiterating, we need to know where that focus is. And if you don't have it, you know, sometimes we're at points in our lives where it's like, I just, nothing's really happening for me. I'm not really sure which direction I'm going in. what I want to make happen. This is the perfect lunar cycle for you to throw yourself into something, a cause that matters to you. Doesn't have to be your baby. Doesn't have to be your project. It can be, okay, I have some time, I have some energy, I have some perhaps extra money. I would like to really focus my attention on what I can do for, and, you know, I could just rattle off a list of causes or things that are important to overall salvation and humanity if you can't come up with anything. But this is a perfect lunar cycle for doing that. And, you know, it says, as I'm often beating the drum about, it's what perhaps is something that really has to do with a bold change, redirection that's happening in this millennium that so many old institutions are resisting changing. It's a great, great lunar cycle to be really gaining traction and getting involved in that. And if it's your work, well, just let it take off, let it fly. So it's also a wonderful day to work on release for positive expression of chi in your body. So things that we all have these wonderful vessels we're running out around in our human bodies that depending on our age, our health, our abilities, they all run differently. You know, they're human bodies. They're mortal. They have their frailties, their vulnerabilities. But this is also a great period of time to develop routines that make allow is a better verb. Allow those bodies to have their maximum perfection. So Moon and Sag, out of doors, whatever that means in your life, to express and move and feel, yes, physical limitations, but also how to allow the body the maximum health that it's able to achieve at this point in your life. So these are great things to be doing on this particular day. Overall, the late afternoon, evening, and 17th looks really productive, as does the 18th. The thing that's important to keep in mind, especially maybe critically aware on the evening of Tuesday, is what are your commitments? What do you feel a responsibility to or for? And who's on board with it for you, with you? If some people aren't, you know, if they aren't the right partners, if they're falling short, or if they have an inability to go in the direction or make happen what you want to move forward with, then you need new partners. We can't, you know, oftentimes we drive ourselves crazy trying to get people to do or be or want the same things we do or lift up or go to in certain directions. If people aren't motivated to make that happen, if it doesn't matter to them as much as it does to you, then you're just banging your head against the wall. So that can be a realization that may come for some of us on Tuesday, the 17th. On the 18th, we're in a place where perhaps in the early morning there's an acceptance of certain limitations of people, time, finances, and that's okay. Because once we accept or really see the way things are, then we know what we're dealing with and we can move forward. So this is a highly productive day, a day that can feel very liberating, that we're able to just not get in our own way. And especially fire and air signs, people with a lot of energy in those elements can feel like, wow, it's really, I'm really moving today. This is a great day. Thursday the 19th has that similar thrust, except we may feel late morning, early afternoon. Some of us may feel a bit confused, a bit tired, a bit low energy. That's when it's important to refresh. You know, when we're not in that space where maybe we're feeling the high directive we felt the past few days, then it's important to know, okay, this is when we break in siesta, rest, meditate, reorient, because there's a reason why we're feeling that kind of fluctuation. And by mid-afternoon, there's a redirection that can happen. And the focus or the sense of really, really wanting to embrace all gets very, very big. So it's nice because we can come out of that place of maybe quiet or not really being 100% sure, and really embrace where we are. And that's a lovely way to be present and move and connect with people around us, things that are in our sphere. And so the afternoon looks lovely. There's a void, of course, that occurs at 3:02 p.m., after which, if we're still in this zone of, oh, this is fun, I feel focused, I'm enjoying where I am, just stay with it. Be on that sailboat when the wind is with you. It's a lovely thing. And the moon enters Capricorn at 9:55 p.m. And at 9:55 p.m., now we're in, for some of us, it may feel like we're falling to earth. You know, it's like I'm suddenly bone tired. I need to pay attention to this project. I have to make this happen. Okay, fine. Get a good night's sleep. Do what you have to do. Know that come morning, you're going to be in this headspace of just shoulder to the grindstone productivity, and that's okay. The important thing about Friday the 20th is that it's a very productive day. The thing that can fall in the cracks and really needs to be continually paid attention to is any sort of message. So that means, okay, put this on your calendar. Make sure everybody put the same thing on their calendar. Give somebody this message. Don't forget to do this. This is a reminder about. So whenever anything of that nature comes through your radar, take a moment and record it. Make sure you capture that. It can also be more subtle or even more of maximum importance. For instance, a partner, a loved one, someone says to you, it's important that I talk to you, or can I have a minute of your time, or don't forget, or I'm telling you something, and I need you to pay attention to it. Even if those words are not said, you need to pay attention to it. Oftentimes, especially in today's world, so much information comes at us that we don't listen well. we're not paying attention. We're not totally there. We're not totally present. And especially when people with whom we interact on a regular basis, but sometimes this particular thing I'm looking at can come through with a message that's delivered and it's important for us to pay attention to, but we're not really. For instance, here's an analogy or a situation where we're going down a road, we're driving, and there's a detour sign, but we're not paying attention to it. We've looked at our GPS or a message has come through, and we didn't notice the sign. And then what happens is we find ourselves, suddenly the road is dirt, or we've had to turn around in a totally other direction because we missed the turnoff. So it's things like that. There's a hypercritical need to pay attention to what's going on Friday and on Saturday. Other than that, these days, Moon in Capricorn, highly productive, work-driven days, not necessarily easy days, but the most important piece is make sure you're paying attention to communications, especially with neighbors, children, siblings, but it could be anything. So the last thing I'll mention is Sunday the 22nd. The moon goes void, of course, at 2 a.m. and it enters Aquarius at 2:06 a.m. So this day, with the day in moon in Aquarius, is Sunday. Lively day, lots of interaction, things coming through. It can be a bit argumentative, especially midday, afternoon. There can be just people that need to say things, grievances that need to be expressed, short-tempered. It's always best to engage consciously, ideally. But the most important thing about Sunday to keep in mind is anything that you think is going to unfold or happen by things you put in motion on Sunday, there's most likely going to be some sort of change. It's not necessarily bad, but allow yourself adaptability. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Thank you so much, Pam. Considering Pam's forecast and what we know is happening in the world, it's important for us now to definitely to do meditations on peace. So I invite you all now for the next 10 minutes, and I invite you also to take this time, this 10 minutes, and extend it. Do it twice a day, do it five times a day, do longer meditations if you can. The more our minds come together, the more we come together in peace, the more we are creating peace in the world. So take a few deeper breaths. Allow yourself to come into a place of peace and neutrality. And as much as you can, elevate yourself into a spiritual, non-dualistic, non-emotional state of mind. And this is very hard for us because we are human beings. We are emotional beings. We are always being trained and taught, perhaps even manipulated, to have opinions, to have strong opinions, to have strong morals, to have strong judgments. And just for a few moments, allow all of our concepts, just allow all of the ideas of what it means to be me, what it means to be me in my family, in my workplace, what it means to be me in my place of spirituality, perhaps my religion, my spiritual beliefs. Just for a few moments, allow yourself to be completely free of any concepts of where you are, where you belong, where you want to be, especially what is right and what is wrong. Just a few steps back before we become differentiated, a few steps back into just what we might just call the energy field, the universal energy field, just potential. And as much as we can during days of volatility in our world, during days of destruction, during days of intense problems, let's allow ourselves to just pull back into this state of neutrality, to be in a place where there are no concepts, to be in a place where there are no causes of suffering, no causes of happiness, no causes at all. A very empty, open, completely free space. And just retain the energy of this space without grabbing onto an idea or a concept, without materializing into any particular location or time or understanding, simply being neutral in a place where everything exists, at the same time, in a place where absolutely nothing exists. And holding our mind in this place, allowing the energy of our body just to calibrate to this place, so we're not in response mode, we're not in reaction mode. Our emotions aren't getting entangled. Our thoughts aren't getting entwined. We're still present. We're still completely present, but we're not engaged right now. And just for a few moments, holding that space of not being engaged, of being neutral. And just take a few deeper breaths into this place and notice here that you have no responsibility. Notice here that you have no action to be taken. Notice here that your opinion does not matter, it is not needed. That there is nothing that must be done, but simply holding this place of neutrality. And neutrality means that there is no sides. There's not the right side or the wrong side. There's no party to belong to. There's no side to align with. There's simply being neutral. And as we hold this space, we are allowing every single cell of our being to calibrate to that place. And as it's calibrating, everything calms down. Our heart, our mind, our body, everything calms down. And that fight or flight response is completely calmed down. Our survival mechanisms completely calm and relax. We understand and know that everything around us is what it is. How we are in this world is our choice, and we are choosing neutrality, choosing peace, choosing to be calm, choosing to simply be here as a loving, genuine human being, free of attachments, free of preferences, free of aversions. We are choosing neutrality, peace. We are choosing loving kindness and compassion for all beings, for all beings everywhere and forever. Gently, we take a few deeper breaths, feeling this deep commitment to peace. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you so much, Pam. And love now.
You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinelle of ActiveSpirituality.life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, ActiveSpirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week. You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinell of ActiveSpirituality.life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, ActiveSpirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.